I don't mean to freak you out or anything, what with Halloween right around the corner and all, but this time of year is as good as any to review the 16 signs that your house may be haunted. These signs include, apparently in no particular order, unexplained noises, strange animal behavior, feelings of being watched, and unexplained smells. I thankfully do not have intimate knowledge of these signs, except to the extent that they remarkably parallel life with a dog. No, it was internet research that brought me to the 16, all on a website filled with pages of mostly ghostly boasting of paranormal propaganda. And you're wrong. This has a lot to do with law. Let's say that someone buys a house. Let's say that the house that the person bought, they say, is haunted. And let's say that the person who bought the haunted house says that the person who sold him the haunted house knew all along that the house was haunted and that the seller was quiet as, well, a ghost about the ghosts. The buyer wants his money back. The seller isn't budging. And so the law's got to decide who goes and leaves the ghosts behind, buyer or seller. This is real estate law at the witching hour. Now, lest you think that the law books are filled with such cases, I should disclose that there's really only one court decision directly on point. The good news for those of us who would just as soon know before buying that the occupancy rate will be higher than expected in our new home is that the seller got his money back. It's also good news that all this happened in New York, so the haunted house is far away. The bad news is that the decision holds little precedence should this happen here. The court in the case added a caveat to caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware, but not of things he cannot see, like poltergeists who don't come to visit during the walkthrough. And shield your ears, O faint of heart. The decision opines that the ghosts existed as a matter of law. The seller had proclaimed their existence to reporters, to people in town, to readers of a certain magazine. So the boastful, ghostful seller could not now disclaim the ghost's existence in order to make the sale go through. Lest you think this is all useless legal information, there is a haunted house for sale on eBay as I write this. As the current owners describe it, the house is actively haunted, all in caps and punctuated with 3 exclamation points to prove the robust existence of paranormality. The sellers claim that there are orbs in the house. That's orbs, spelled with an extra E, to add to the eeriness of the whole virtual experience. And sure enough, the orbs are visible in the pictures on the website. To my untrained eye, the orbs look a heck of a lot like the big round dots I've always attributed to the reflected light I get off my camera lens. But what do I know? I had no idea before today that there are exactly 16 signs that one's house is haunted, and that one of the signs is that objects within the house mysteriously disappear and then reappear. I don't mean to freak you out or anything, but we have 2 pairs of soccer cleats at my house that do just that. I'm Amy Guida.